You are listening to the audio of Tempting the Professor, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. It was a warm summer night when I first saw him, my new English professor, Mr. Jameson. I had always been attracted to older men with authority, and he was no exception. His salt and pepper hair and glasses gave him an air of wisdom that only fueled my desire for him. I sat in the front row of his class, eagerly soaking up every word he spoke. One day, as I turned in a paper, he caught my eye and smiled at me. It was a simple gesture, but it sent shivers down my spine. From that moment on, I knew I had to have him. Over the next few weeks, we exchanged flirtatious glances and subtle smiles. One day, as I left class, he stopped me and asked if I needed help with anything. My heart raced as I replied, "Just some advice on writing a paper." He agreed to meet me in his office later that day. When the time came, I nervously knocked on his door. As he welcomed me inside, my nerves began to dissipate. We discussed my paper and our shared love for literature. But as we spoke, I couldn't help but notice the way his eyes lingered on my body. As the conversation continued, I felt a growing heat between us. My heart pounded in my chest as I decided to take a chance. Leaning forward, I whispered, "I have another paper coming up. Could we meet again?" His eyes widened with surprise and excitement, and he nodded. "Of course," he said softly. Over the next few weeks, we met regularly in his office. Each time, the tension between us grew more intense. Our conversations became more intimate and our glances more seductive. Finally, one day, I could no longer contain my desire for him. As we sat across from each other, I reached out and touched his hand. He looked at me in shock but quickly recovered, grasping my fingers tightly. I knew it was time to make my move. Standing up, I walked around the desk and straddled him in his chair. His eyes widened with surprise, but he quickly pulled me close, wrapping his arms around me. As we kissed deeply, I felt a surge of excitement run through me. His hands slid down my back, tracing the curve of my hips. When they reached the hem of my skirt, he hesitated for just a moment before sliding it up, revealing my black lace thong. His fingers traced the edge of the fabric, and I could feel his erection growing against me. He pulled back from our kiss, looking into my eyes with an intensity that took my breath away. "You're playing with fire, you know," he whispered. "I could lose everything if anyone found out about us." "I don't care," I replied, pressing my lips against his neck. "I want this. I need this." He groaned in response, and I felt him thrusting against me through his slacks. His hand slid under my shirt, caressing the swell of my breasts as he unclasped my bra with expert precision. As he cupped my naked flesh, I could feel my nipples hardening under his touch. He began to suck on my neck, leaving a trail of kisses that sent shivers down my spine. His hand slid lower, tracing the curve of my ass as he pulled me closer against him. I reached down and unbuttoned his slacks, releasing his erection from its confines. It throbbed in my hand as I stroked it, feeling the heat radiating off his cock. He groaned softly, burying his face in my neck as he thrust into my grip. As I continued to stroke him, his fingers found their way between my thighs, sliding under the edge of my thong. I moaned loudly as he touched me, feeling the warmth of his hand against my pussy. He began to rub my clit in slow circles, and I could feel myself growing wetter with every stroke. His cock throbbed in my hand, pulsing with each beat of his heart. "Fuck, baby," he groaned, thrusting harder into my grip. "You're so fucking wet." I pulled back from our kiss, looking down at him with a wicked smile. "I want you inside me," I whispered, sliding off his lap and onto the floor. He watched as I unzipped my skirt and let it fall to the ground, revealing my thong-clad ass. His eyes widened with desire as he reached down and slid the fabric aside, exposing my pussy to his touch. "Oh God," I moaned, feeling his fingers slide inside me. That feels so good. He began to thrust them in and out of my pussy, stretching me wide as I clung to his shoulders for support. His other hand reached up to play with my nipples, rolling them between his fingers until they were hard little peaks. "I need more," I panted, feeling the pressure building inside me. "Please, I need your cock." He pulled back from our kiss, looking down at me with an expression of pure lust.
"Stand up," he ordered.
"Bend over the desk." I obeyed without hesitation, leaning over the wooden surface as I felt his hands on my hips, pulling me backward until I was bent completely over. His cock pressed against my pussy from behind, and I could feel the head sliding between my lips. "You're so fucking tight," he groaned, thrusting hard into my wetness. "I can't believe I'm finally inside you." His hands gripped my hips tightly as he began to fuck me with long, deep strokes. Each thrust pushed me further across the desk until I was lying flat on my stomach, my face buried in the cool wood. He continued to pound into me relentlessly, his cock hitting something deep inside me that made me cry out with pleasure. His hands slid up to my breasts, cupping them firmly as he pulled me back against him. "That's it," he moaned, thrusting harder and deeper. "Take my cock like a good girl." I could feel my orgasm building inside me, growing stronger with each stroke of his cock. My pussy clenched around him tightly, tugging at the base of his shaft as I felt him swelling even larger within me. "Oh God," I cried, feeling my muscles tensing up in anticipation of release. "I'm going to come!" He thrust harder and deeper, driving into me with a force that made me see stars. His cock throbbed inside me, pulsing with every beat of his heart as I felt myself tumbling over the edge of ecstasy. "Fuck yes," he groaned, slamming into my pussy one last time before erupting inside me. "You're making me come so hard." I screamed in pleasure as I felt him filling me with his hot, gooey cum, coating the walls of my pussy in a thick, wet sheen. His cock continued to pulse within me, pumping every last drop into my eagerly awaiting depths. As our orgasm subsided, we lay there on the desk together, panting heavily as we recovered from the intensity of our encounter. He wrapped his arms around me tightly, holding me close against him as I felt the warmth of his cock slowly retreating from within me. "That was amazing," he whispered softly, kissing the back of my neck. "You're so fucking beautiful." I smiled contentedly, leaning back into his embrace as I savored the afterglow of our passionate encounter. "I know," I replied smugly. "And I'm all yours now." Thank you for listening to the audio of Tempting the Professor. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.